Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The mayor says vaccinations have made all the difference in the world for getting kids safely back in school. Here's Juliet Papa.
Mayor de Blasio says New York City schools were the safest place to be before the vaccine.
Over two-thirds of our kids who are eligible right now, it's almost 68% of our kids eligible, have already been vaccinated. Vaccination sites in 700 schools all week.
And the rules have changed. If exposed and asymptomatic, you don't have to quarantine. Dr. Jay Varma explaining.
You will also be advised to consider getting tested about 5 days after your exposure.
But if there are symptoms, you'll need to quarantine and get tested immediately. Teachers and staff will be required to get vaccinated by September 27th. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
So cross your fingers, everybody. We'll keep you posted on how this first week of school goes here. Also in the city at this hour, police trying to find the brute who kicked a poor lady down a subway escalator. The incident happened last Thursday night at the Atlantic Avenue Barclay station. 32-year-old got into a shouting match with the guy, and police say he kicked her in the chest, which caused her to fall several feet down the escalator. Really, dude? Really? She got some pretty nasty cuts and bruises on her back, arms, and legs. They think she might have broken an ankle, too. Mr. Hit and Run disappeared into the night, but not before leaving a few glamour shots for the cops. We've got pictures and video of this clown on our website at 1010wins.com. If you recognize him, police say call Crime Watch at 800-577-TIPS. Meantime, some little skinny guy climbed through the drive-thru window of a Mickey D's up in the Bronx and made off with $75. I say skinny because nobody else could fit through those little windows. Cops say it was about 4 a.m. when a surveillance camera saw Slim Willie going through the window at a Garrett Avenue McDonald's in Hunts Point, sashayed over to an office, and allegedly removed $75. And maybe he ate a burger while he was there because he didn't fit back through the window. He didn't try to go back through. In fact, rather exited out the front door. He's in for quite a ribbing, though, when they put him in jail. All the guys will make fun of him. Hey, look, there's the Hamburglar. Crime just doesn't pay. There's no respect in it either. Well, here we are, Monday, and everybody's mad at Texas over that new abortion bill, which basically says it's illegal to get an abortion after 6 weeks, even if the pregnancy is a result of rape or incest. A group of New York lawmakers met in Central Park today, including Governor Kathy Hochul, to tell any woman in Texas wishing to have an abortion, come up here.
If you've been oppressed anywhere in this world, you come to our harbor. This is the safe harbor for people suffering from oppression. My friends, that oppression, in my judgment, is going on right now in the state of Texas.
What's more, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney vowed to work on a Women's Health Protection Act that would codify Roe versus Wade and protect women's reproductive rights. The Texas bill was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this month. Governor Hochul says it happened in Texas, but we need to take a stand here and in other places, saying it's likely just the first of many fights for women. Another New York staple canceled last year due to COVID is back and in pretty good fashion, no pun. The Met Gala will spring to life tonight, and Anne Wintour, the chief content officer and global editorial boss for Vogue, did an exclusive today with Good Morning America.
We called the dress code this time American Independence, and we really want people to have fun and enjoy dressing up again. We also want to see a lot of independence and individuality and a different kind of spirit. Yeah. Something that breaks the rules a bit.
Ooh, and talk about star power. And the gala coincides with the opening of In America, a Lexicon of Fashion, which is a two-part exhibition at the Anna Wintour Costume Center.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.